Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It seems like I've had a few too many opportunities to talk about bovine mishaps this past few weeks. Some years seem to run long on mispresentations, and this seems to be our year. I had noticed the cow on my first pass through. A sign we look for that might not be appropriate to fully detail on the radio, but I was pretty sure she had something going on. I was trying to get a few patches fenced ahead of the cattle so that I could be gone for a few days for the event down in McCook, which, by the way, thanks for so many of you for attending. I had used up an hour and a half, and the cow still hadn't made any progress. She happened to still be carrying her calf tag, which told me who her mother was. A cow that was sold last year because I was tired of her fence-jumping, human-hating attitude. This information encouraged me to give the cow a little more time. More fence put up in another hour and a half, and still nothing showing. The 20-some cows left the calf are in a smaller patch that joins the corrals in the north pasture. They go into the corrals for water and salt, so she was willing to go that way with me following her on foot. Never pull a calf in a squeeze chute without a side opening. I don't know just where I've heard this, but I have heard it many times. In my defense, I was not planning on pulling the calf. I just wanted to do an examination and hopefully straighten out the hang-up. The problem was that the calf was upside down, and in the process of getting it turned, the cow's predestination for a poor disposition climaxed in a precarious pickle. She kicked the lower panel out of the side of the chute and went down with the help of mud and gravity, slid part way out of the chute, and wedged under the side. I went ahead and pulled the calf, the first time I've used a puller in quite a while, and the first time I've pulled a calf through the side of the chute instead of the back. My recent visits to a chiropractor have encouraged me to use a little more sense when it comes to what I expect my body to be able to do. Once I had the calf out, it was all I could do to carry the calf out of the pen through the mud and get him to the sod 20 yards in front of the chute. I was hoping that if the cow could see her calf, it would be an encouragement for her to flee the bloody, muddy mess she was presently in. My first thought was that I'd need to go home and get the cutting torch and finish off the chute that's come out of retirement a couple of times. When the cow would try to stand, her foot would slip in the mud and she would go further the wrong direction. I did have a rope in the shed and thought if I could anchor the back leg, she might have a chance. The rope was looped over the foot, ran under the cow, around a post, then back to the other side of the alley. Using all the pull I had, which is not all that much, I tied the rope with a slip knot and then encouraged the cow to get up. It took a couple of tries, but she made it to her feet, and I got the rope turned loose. Compared to where we had been, a lariat on her leg didn't look like much of an issue. The thought that came to mind after thanking the Lord for getting me through that mess was how important it is to have stable footing. Life is not a collection of ideal circumstances, and being able to have something solid to stand on is mighty important. I've heard it said that religion is a crutch for the weak. I'm thankful that the Lord has made me aware of my weakness, and on so many occasions gives me guidance and something to stand on to get me through the challenges that this life brings. May the coyotes serenade you each evening. May the ringnecks cackle raise you each morn. May you always find fun in a day's work well done, and joy in each new life that's born. For all of these are gifts from our Father, who has made all that's around us in love. As you walk through your days, may you always have praise for your wonderful Savior above. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. I want to invite any of you folks who might know a 12 to 18-year-old cowboy or cowgirl to encourage them to come to the Mason City Rodeo Bible Camp, taking place June 24th through the 27th at Homewood Trail Bible Camp and Rodeo Arena in Mason City, Nebraska. A person never knows when a little knowledge about roping, riding, and a relationship with the Lord might be a mighty handy thing to have. Please contact Don Schott at Comstock, Nebraska if you'd like more information on this year's camp. This morning's show is brought to you by your local stations and sponsors and by PowerPost Driver, the driving force in fencing. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon, I'm R.P. Smith.